Trump asks Nate Morris to serve as ambassador. Endorses Andy Barr for Kentucky Senate. By Jasmine Jordan on May 5, 2026. President Donald Trump announced Friday evening that he has asked Kentucky businessman Nate Morris to step aside from the state's U.S. Senate race to serve in his administration. Then endorsed Representative Andy Barr for the seat being vacated by Senator Mitch McConnell. Trump first posted that he had met with Morris the previous day, calling him a terrific businessman and strong MAGA warrior, and said he had asked Morris to step aside from that race to take a role in my administration as an ambassador. Nate is Oxford-educated, tough as nails, loves our great nation, and will represent the United States very well. Overseas, or otherwise, Trump wrote, adding, he has a great future in politics, or anything else he chooses to do, and noting that Morris's new role would be announced soon. Trump then endorsed Barr, writing, proven political winner Andy Barr is running for the United States Senate in the great Commonwealth of Kentucky. A place I love and won big, six times, including primaries, in 2016, 2020, and 2024. I know Andy well, and he is always a vote we can count on because he knows what it takes to get things done and make America great again. I endorsed Andy years ago, in his first race, and all others, for Congress, and he never let me down. He is a 100% solid American patriot. Trump went on to say Barr supports terminating the filibuster to advance Republican priorities such as the Save America Act and outlined his positions on growing the economy, cutting taxes and regulations, supporting farmers and ranchers, promoting U.S. manufacturing, securing the border, stopping migrant crime, strengthening the military and veterans, safeguarding elections, and defending the Second Amendment. He added that Barr is the only candidate who will easily defeat the Democrat in what will be one of the most important elections in American history and gave him his complete and total endorsement for the Senate seat. Barr responded, honored to have President Donald J. Trump's complete and total endorsement. Thank you, Mr. President. Morris also accepted Trump's request, writing, when President Trump asks you to serve your nation, you answer the call. He said he was incredibly proud to be a part of the Trump administration, representing Kentucky and America on the global stage and fighting for the America First agenda. Morris later joined Trump in backing Barr, writing that Barr knows what it takes to get things done and deliver big for the America First agenda, and urging Kentuckians to rally behind him. Barr praised Morris, describing him as an accomplished business leader and patriot who loves our Commonwealth and our country. His passion for serving our fellow Kentuckians and his dedication to the MAGA movement made him a great candidate and will make him an incredible ambassador. He added that he is grateful for Nate's friendship and said he looks forward to continuing to work with him to do everything we can to make Kentucky, and America, even greater. Watch, Nate Morris, Mitch McConnell represents what's wrong with our system. The developments reshaped a Republican Senate primary that had included Barr, Morris, and former Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron. Morris launched his campaign in June 2025 with a video criticizing Senator Mitch McConnell's record, declaring, "It's garbage day in Kentucky," while riding a garbage truck and presenting his candidacy as a push to take out the trash in Washington. He described himself as a Trump, America First conservative and highlighted his background as a ninth-generation Kentuckian who borrowed $10,000 to start a business and built Rubicon into a major company. In February, Breitbart News covered a Tony Fabrizio polling memo showing Cameron at 31%, Barr at 24%, and Morris at 21% in a three-way ballot, while Morris led among voters who had an opinion of all three candidates. Morris received the final endorsement from Charlie Kirk before his assassination in 2025. Morris also had support from Turning Point Action, Elon Musk, Senator Bernie Moreno, RO, and Senator Jim Banks, RN, and launched his campaign on Donald Trump Jr.'s podcast. Barr's campaign manager, Blake Gober, was terminated after a March 31 Breitbart News report described him as a raging never-Trumper with a severe case of Trump derangement syndrome, TDS, and detailed years of anti-Trump posts, including one stating, "I am proud that I have never voted for Donald Trump." An April 8 follow-up report confirmed the firing, with the campaign saying, "We parted ways with Blake last week," while leaving unanswered questions about whether or not Barr vetted Gober, was aware of his statements when hiring him, or if others on his team held similar views.